Good morning. What a joy it is to welcome each and every one of you as we come together this day, celebrating the gifts and the blessings from Almighty God. Indeed, as we worship and celebrate the presence of Christ in our lives, might we meet Christ's Spirit in some new and some unique ways as God speaks to us. And as we share together in worship, may the peace of Christ be with you.
And also.
Let us rise and pass the peace of Christ to our neighbor.
Good morning. I offer a warm welcome to all present and especially any visitors this morning. If you are a visitor and would like additional information on our church, please see one of our ushers, the pastor, or we can provide a welcome packet for you. There is a crook hanging in the narthex, which is right outside the double doors, and there you can get your own information and peruse at your leisure. A reminder to please sign the registration sheets in the red folders located at the end of the pew, and please pass it to others in the pew, bringing it back to the center aisle. If you do have a prayer request this morning, there are 3x5 index cards in that red holder. Please use those, put them in the clear holder, and the ushers will bring them forward to Reverend Lake. I do have a few announcements to highlight, and we have others that will also be making announcements this morning. Just a reminder that the Outreach Committee is sponsoring the annual Thanksgiving food baskets for those in our community that are in need. There's a few items left. There were some stickies last week on the poster board, and I saw just a few this morning. So, again, thank you for your graciousness, and a reminder that all of those food items are due by next Sunday, November 22nd. Now I turn it over to Diane, who has a few announcements.
Good morning. Next week is Hanging of the Greens, which means that we're going to be decorating the church for Advent. I'd encourage each of you to bring work clothes with you and stick around to help us decorate. We will have food. So, of course, it's pizza, but some say that's the ultimate food. But we ask that you stick around and help us decorate. Many hands make light work. Secondly, since we are approaching Advent, I need people to do the lighting of the Advent wreath. There are still quite a few empty spots on there for Advent and Christmas Eve. It's on a cork board just to the parlor side of the exit door. Please sign up for that. We need someone currently for the most immediately for this service, the Sunday of Thanksgiving weekend, our first Sunday of Advent. Also on that cork board is the sign-up sheet for pictures for the directory. Now, there seems to be some confusion because I have on there the time for the pictures and photographer one or photographer two. I have photographers. I need bodies for them to take pictures of. All right, so all that is just so that we can tear off a slip and each photographer knows who they're going to be taking a picture of that day. I'm concerned as I look at it that everyone's going to wait until the week of Christmas to get their pictures made, and we won't have time for everybody. So if your family unit is here and you know there's nobody else coming in, I would encourage you to please sign up for one of the earlier times in Advent, especially if your house is a household of one or a household of two. Please sign up early so we can get those done and save the time at the end of the time, at the end of Advent, for those who have, say, college children coming home that won't be here until after break. Again, there's multiple sheets. I have the dates, the times. It doesn't matter which photographer. Okay, so if you'd sign those, I'd really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Diane. Also, two quick reminders. There are some baskets that remained from the craft show or the craft and bazaar that we had last Saturday, and there are some gift baskets in the room outside the pastor's office. So they are for sale, and if you are interested, please check that out after worship. And also a reminder, there's an insert for Operation Reindeer. This is another very worthwhile outreach program that we have been providing here from First Church for many, many years, and it's for residents who are currently cared for in Torrance State Hospital, and this is a long-term care facility for psychiatric patients. So carefully take a look at that. There are some much-needed items that those folks could use, so please find it in your heart to help the church with Operation Reindeer. And now Chris has an announcement.
Good morning. I got a call a few weeks ago from Jeannie, and she had asked me to make a presentation because no one from the committee was going to be able to be here. But I'd like to invite Dave to join me. Dave, on behalf of the SBRC and the congregation of First United Methodist Church in Irwin, we would like to present you and your wife with a gift of showing our appreciation for your service.
Well, thank you.
This is actually a little late because Pastor Appreciation was last month. So I just got the call out of the blue, so I just said yes, and then Diana and I had talked, and we were kind of a little late on it, but it doesn't matter because we appreciate the pastor all year round and not just during one particular month.
And I see there's, some cake afterwards?
Yes, there's cake and coffee afterwards. So
let me do two things. We're going to have cake and punch and coffee, but then also we're going to do the dedication of the new ramp today as well. So we've got a couple of things taking place quickly after the service. We'll probably go down, grab a quick cup of coffee. If you want cake, we'll go down and do the dedication of the ramp, and then we can come back up again and have some fun and fellowship time. And let me say on behalf of my family that we continue to appreciate your prayers and your support. I know that I'm not perfect, and I've got my faults and my mistakes, but I appreciate your grace and your forgiveness in the life of the church and the kingdom. What, you're dumbfounded? Oh, no, don't be dumbfounded. No, please don't be dumbfounded. We'll talk later. So, on behalf of my family, Leanna and I, thank you for your appreciation, but know that we also appreciate you and the ministry that goes on, within the walls here and also outside the walls of this church as well. So thank you.
And just to expand just slightly, not to stand up here on my soapbox, because I'm literally standing on a little box, the dedication for the ramp, for those of you that are not aware, on the behind Duncan Insurance, the little alleyway, we have some parking spaces, and we have also made an accessible ramp to be used by those with disabilities or handicap or, frankly, just can't handle the steps. So I'll probably be using that ramp. It was a project that was led by Tom. And Tom, I would like you to stand so that people that don't make that. And he is very, very humble and is not comfortable. Mr. Bill, I can't see that far. Help me out, Tom. Who else had a huge? We had a lot of we had working hands, but it was spearheaded. Tom, who's your third? Neil, Bill, Alan. Okay, and certainly his supportive family. But Tom is extremely humble and did not want really any recognition, but it was a very laborious project. It's a fabulous ramp, and Reverend Lake certainly, I'm sure, will say all of those kind words. But if for those that weren't going to go down there, I want you to know that this is something that that the trustees certainly are extremely grateful for Tom and his team. They worked, like I said, just endless hours, and it's a wonderful addition to our church. It's already being used by the food bank, by people that brought in things for the craft show, and just people that wanted to access the church via the gym level, the gymnasium level, and then can use our beautiful building all levels. So we have the elevator, but if it was difficult to come up, and some people don't like elevators, so it worked out very well. Yeah, exactly. So that's what the dedication is about. It's a beautiful day. We can join hands and thank those responsible for that. And just a final reminder, certainly, to take a look at all of your announcements and meetings in the life of our church. Thank you. Thank you, Diane. How great thou art indeed. I would ask that you please stand and follow along in your bulletin under the heading of Call to Worship, reciting your response to my prompt. Come, holy people.
Jesus Christ has made us holy.
Come, holy people.
Thy Spirit will move us in this holy time.
Come, holy people. Let us worship together. Please remain standing for our opening prayer printed in your bulletin. Join me. Holy God, you have created the world as a holy place. Through the life, death, and resurrection of your own Son, you have transformed each one of us into a beloved and sacred being. Although we often feel unworthy, Jesus' sacrificial love gives us confidence to claim our place within your heart, for embracing our brokenness, and for making us whole and holy. We thank you, O God. Amen. And please remain standing for our hymn of praise, number 430, in your red hymnal.
Please be seated. Oh, thank you. I got a Snickers bar. Yum, yum. So how is everyone today? Pretty good? I saw a funny, silly video the other day, but it was a good one. Two puppy dogs. I think they were boxers. They were like the color of the wood, but they were big. One was in the front and one was in the back of a canoe, and they were going down the river, and they must have dropped their paddles, and they couldn't go. And they were out in the middle of the stream floating down all by themselves. And there were some people on the shore, and these dogs wanted to get to the shore, but evidently those boxers did not want to get wet. They didn't like the water. And off to the side, all of a sudden, comes this black lab. Now, what do you know about labs? Do you know anything about black lab dogs? They love to get baths. They love the water. And so this black lab runs into the water and starts swimming. The canoe's coming down this way. The lab goes, and all of a sudden the current in this little stream takes the black dog down away, and then it turns around and starts swimming up to the canoe and gets to the canoe and grabs the rope and swims to the shore and rescues the two dogs in the canoe. And then they all three jumped out. The caption, "Oh, that people were this good." You know, because the black dog, it didn't matter that the other two dogs were different types of dogs and different colors. It didn't matter. That dog, the black lab that loved the water and is a good swimmer, it did what God created it to do, jump into the water and fetch. And it fetched that canoe, grabbed that, and brought those dogs to safety. And the lesson is, when we see somebody in need, doesn't matter who they are, because they're our neighbor, Jesus wants us to help them. Let's pray together. Lord God, we are thankful for animals like dogs that get it right. We know that you desire for us to be your children, your church, your servants, your disciples, and to help people in need. Continue to bless us all in these boys and girls as they live and grow for you. For it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
Thank you, choir. Our scripture reading today is from the New Testament, Paul's letter to the Hebrews, chapter 10, verses 11 through 25. Hear Paul's words. Day after day, every priest stands and performs his religious duties. Again and again, he offers the same sacrifices which can never take away sins. But when Christ had offered for all time one sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God. And since then, we are waiting for the enemies to be made a footstool for his feet. For by one sacrifice, he has made perfect forever those who are being made holy. The Holy Spirit also testifies to us about this. First, he says, "This is the covenant I will make with them after those days," said the Lord. "I will put my laws in their hearts and I will write them on their minds." And Christ also added, "Their sins and lawless acts I will remember no more." And where these have been forgiven, sacrifice for sin is no longer necessary. And in his call to persevere in faith, Paul continues with these words, "Therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain, that is, his body. And since we have a great priest at the house of God, let us draw nearer to God with a sincere heart and with the full assurance that faith brings, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience, and having our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold dear, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may provoke one another to love and good deeds, not giving up on meeting together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. Here ends Paul's words in his letter to the Hebrews. And at this time, I ask the ushers to come forward for the presentation of God's tithes and our offering. God, we praise you, for you answer our prayers. Please let the money and gifts we give today be used to address the concerns of people in need, both here in our church and in the wider worldwide church. We ask all of this in the name of your Son, Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Please be seated. We come now to the time to lift up joys and concerns for individuals and situations in our midst. The back of our worship folder there is the list of individuals. You'll also see that at the bottom our Christian sympathy is expressed to Alice and Bernie with the death of their brother-in-law, Thomas Williams. So we want to remember them during this time. Other concerns here. Here's a joy. Congratulations to the Norwin Band. First place win in the U.S. Band in New Jersey, so a celebration of that. Please pray for Pam and her family and the death of her husband, Joey. Victims of the Islamic terrorism in Paris around the world, persecuted Christians, missionaries, and our leaders in government, Delmar, to keep on our prayer concerns. Mike is having heart surgery this Tuesday. Doris, nicknamed Toots, recently hospitalized. Kenny Morris, I believe, on our prayer list has passed away, and some individuals got word that Reverend Mabry has passed. Served this church back where? Did you? I'm not sure when that was. Was that back in the 60s? Anybody remember? Okay. 70s, 60s, 70s? Okay, so we'll want to remember his family. I don't know any of the arrangements on that at all. So I think that just happened maybe yesterday or early this morning. Elaine, and she's recuperating home and going about things slowly. Okay, all right. So continue to remember Elaine as well. Let us continue by uniting our hearts and our spirits as we seek God's presence and pray and sing together hymn number 408, The Gift of Love. Gracious and loving God, as we come into your presence today, we are reminded that you are the hope of the world. We are reminded that you give us this hope in the gift of the Christ child, the one that very soon we will be preparing to celebrate his birth. The one who has come into the world and changed it like no other person. The one who offers to us grace and forgiveness and a love that will not let us go. But, oh God, we are reminded that not everyone has received your abundant love. There is turmoil and hatred. There is oppression. There are poor, there are slaves, there are those who are hungry and homeless. Oh God, indeed, as your Son Jesus said, the harvest is ready and the workers are few. And it seems that with each passing day, the workers become fewer and fewer, and the harvest becomes greater and greater. Oh God, we pray that we will not drift off into hopelessness. That we will be reminded each and every day that you are the one who was, who is, and who will forever be. And that you desire great and wonderful things for each and every one of us and for your churches. That you, O God, allow the presence of your Son, Jesus Christ, to shine through us, through your people. Through your children, your servants. Oh God, may we be faithful. You are the one that calls us to love you and to love our neighbor. And sometimes, oh God, we get confused and mixed up as to who our neighbor is. But we are thankful for your grace and your forgiveness. We pray, O God, this week that we might be faithfully attuned to those individuals to where you send us to be engaged in mission and ministry, to be involved in the work of the kingdom and your Son, Jesus Christ. We are mindful this day, O God, of those names and situations that have been voiced today. Those upon our hearts that cannot be made public. Oh God, we pray for peace. We pray for your guiding hands, for your comfort, for your wisdom, for your understanding. Oh God, continually guide us with each step that we take. For we ask and pray these things, and in the name of Christ our Lord, as we unite our voices in the prayer Christ has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. As we make preparations to hear the words of Scripture this morning, I would invite you to stand if you are able. Hear these words from the 22nd chapter of the Gospel of Matthew. When the Pharisees heard that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question to test him. Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest? And Jesus said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the greatest and the first commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. May God's blessing rest upon the reading and the hearing of these holy words for us this day, for they are the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. Gracious and loving God, for these words of Scripture, we are grateful. And now, O God, in these moments that we share together, we pray for your peace, for your wisdom, for your understanding, for your comfort from the activities of daily life and living, those things past, present, and yet to come. O God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts, may they be pleasing and acceptable, O God, to you, our rock and our redeemer. For it's in Christ that we pray. Amen. Matthew chapter 22 is full of encounters of Jesus with the leaders of Judaism. Three stories deal with questions by these leaders to Jesus, two by the Pharisees, one by the Sadducees, and one, the concluding story, consists of Jesus asking the Pharisees questions. And then in chapter 23, the audience changes. It shifts from the religious leaders to the people. And Jesus talks to the crowd and to the disciples about the religious leaders. And in those closing chapters then of Matthew, Jesus moves from the leaders to the crowds to the disciples to the cross. Now today's scripture tells us that Jesus has silenced the Sadducees. And the Pharisees have come to ask Jesus some more questions. But who are these Pharisees and Sadducees? Well, the Sadducees, they were the group that did not believe in an afterlife. No heaven, no hell. When you died, it was the end. That was it. The reason or the way to help keep that straight is they were sad, you see, because they believed in no afterlife. They were the high priest group. They were the affluent Judeans. And they maintained that the centralness to religious life and living was the temple. That was the core of Jewish life, the temple and Torah, the first five books, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. And they believed that in the centralness of these items, it was also important to be in good relationship with those in governmental authority, be it the Assyrians or the Romans. The Pharisees, well, they would have been referred to as the rebels, the radicals, probably the liberals of the day. They refused to accept the authority of the priesthood or the centralness of the temple. The Pharisees believed that Torah, those first five books, and the study and the interpretation of God's law, that those were all focal points for Jewish daily life and living. They, over time, had developed the synagogues, the places of teaching and interpretation, the places to instruct the people, a place to maintain fellowship as well. And so the Pharisees come, and they begin their teaching with a little bit of an insincere title, teacher. which stands in contrast to when people address Jesus as Lord. And so they say, which commandment is the greatest of all? Now we must remember that in Judaism, the commandments are not just the big ten that you probably thought of right away, but the commandments are all the 613 commands held within the Torah. They had counted 613, 248 of which were positive commands corresponding, someone said, to the number of parts of the body. I don't know where they got that number. 365 negative commands corresponding to the days of the year. The tradition had been that all of these commandments, 613, were equal. And so the lawyer may be attempting to draw Jesus into a debate. Which commandment is the greatest? But the debate never occurs. Because Jesus answered the question with part of what's called the Shema. It's found in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 to 5. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. And the great command to love God goes hand in hand with the commandment then to love your neighbor. One cannot first love God and then, as a second task, love one's neighbor. To love God is to love one's neighbor, and to love one's neighbor is to love God. In these two commandments, says Jesus, hang all the law and all the teachings of the prophet. What does it mean to love God and to love neighbor? Yesterday was food bank distribution Saturday here in the life of the church, and about 120 families, give or take, received food yesterday through the efforts of this church and other individuals and the county food bank. Missy writes these words. What an amazing morning. At the food bank distribution this morning, a couple that I recognized as clients came in. It had been a little while since I had seen them, so I asked them their last name so I could sign them in. They said, "Oh, we're not here today for food." They wanted to talk to someone who was in charge. And so Missy told them that she and her family were in charge of running the food bank for the church, and they proceeded to tell her what a blessing this church and food bank had been when they were able to receive food during a time that they were struggling and they wanted to give back. And so they pulled out a checkbook and wrote the church a check for $500. And after a few tears and some hugs, I told them how thankful I was for them, and they are why we do what we do. We do so little but provide so much. To see a family go from needing help to being able to provide help for others truly is a blessing. If you are able, get out there and volunteer. Be the good in the world. And then she ends with a sentence quote from Mother Teresa. If you can't feed 100 people, feed one. My friends, that's loving God and loving one's neighbor. I have a prop now. I might need you to help me. I don't know what the man at Lowe's thought the other day when I went in and said, well, I'd like a piece of that chain right there. I want just a foot. And I really don't know what you do with a foot piece of chain, but he didn't ask, and, well, he didn't look at me too goofy, so I just let it go. This chain, I believe, is rated at 1,500 pounds. I asked him to cut me a second piece of chain. This is that kind that we used to use on our swing sets or on our porch swings. It's rated at 330 pounds. So if I could somehow connect these two together, how good is this chain? What's that? The weakest. So if I could join these two together, doesn't matter what this big one is. What's critical is what this one is. Okay, I got them hooked together. So now I have a chain here that 1,500 pounds and 350 pounds. So I have a chain that'll pull what? Nothing. Why won't it pull anything? Where's my weaker link? What I tied it with. I didn't have a very good knot. It's slipping. That's not funny. Hold that, though. Hold that. That's some monofilament fishing string that happens to be 30-pound test. So it doesn't matter that this is 1,500. Doesn't matter that this is 300 and something. This chain is only as strong now as 30 pounds. That is not funny. A chain is only as strong as its weakest link. I don't like the next statement I'm going to make. I don't like it because it makes it difficult. We love God as much as the person we love the least, because that person is our weakest link. God calls us to love our neighbor. Now, next Sunday is Love Your Family. And 2 weeks from today is going to be that tough one, tougher than today, Love Your Enemy. You'll probably see this chain again, because that weak link is our enemy. That weak link is that person that we love the least, which reflects our love of God. May we be faithful stewards of God's love for us and our love for others. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, your love is perfect for us, but we can't always say the same. Oh, we know that there's nothing we can do today to make you love us any more. There's nothing we can do today to make you love us any less. But we have a lot to do on our love for others, especially our neighbors. Those that we don't like, those that we don't get along with, those that are different. Oh God, we pray that we would have the words of Christ, the eyes of Christ, the mind of Christ, the hands and feet of Christ, that in all that we do and say, in all that we are, might we be more Christ-like. For it's in his holy and precious name that we pray. Amen. Let us stand and sing our closing hymn together. gracious and loving God, our prayer is more love to thee, O Christ, more love to thee. Send us, O God, out into the world, and we go in the name of God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.